In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Please be seated. When our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples after the resurrection, they did not always recognize him at first. Remember Mary Magdalene? She mistook him for the gardener. And others thought that he was a pilgrim on the way home from Jerusalem after the Passover. And yet some others thought that he was a ghost. The Lord's appearance, we must remember, was different somehow after the resurrection than it was before. It was not just his appearance that was different. We just read that he was able to pass through locked doors and just to pop up suddenly in various places and to disappear just as quickly. So his resurrection, or his resurrection body, was no longer limited to time and space. But let us look this morning, dear friends, at certain characteristics that enabled his disciples to recognize Jesus in his resurrection body. Mary Magdalene recognized Jesus by his voice when he called her name. Remember also Cleopas and his companions recognized him when he broke bread with them and when he interpreted the Old Testament to them. But it was primarily something else that made them recognize him. His wounds that enabled his disciples to identify him, and his resurrection body bears those wounds to this day. We as Christians have come to believe, and rightly so, that what St. Paul calls a spiritual body is a perfect body. Whatever defects we may have in our physical bodies will be removed when we receive our spiritual bodies in the resurrection. What do I mean by this? It means that the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the lame will walk, but the wounds that Christ still bears, even in his resurrection body, are not defects. They are not defects. But the wounds are the credentials, the wounds, the marks show that he is the one who was hung on the cross. So far from being defects, those wounds, those marks, those scars are badges of the highest honor. Those scars are evidence that he has fulfilled the mission that was given to him by the Father. So when Jesus, after he rose from the dead, presented those credentials to the Father, he was seated at the right hand of the Father in glory and given the name that is above every name. And when he presents his wounds to those who have followed him and entrusted their souls to him, Jesus receives the highest praise and thanksgiving that our human resources can produce. Remember Charles Wesley's famous hymn, he wrote these words: "Those dear tokens of his passion still his dazzling body bears, source of endless exaltation to his ransomed worshippers." So when we look at the gospel for today, we see Thomas does not kneel before the risen Christ and proclaim him to be his Lord and God until he has seen the wounds, until he observed those marks. Jesus does not declare that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me until he has been to the cross and risen from the grave. All authority given to him after he had been to the cross and risen from the grave. What is this saying to us on this low Sunday, this first Sunday after Easter? Let us look at authority. Spiritual authority, which is the only real authority, comes from obedience and sacrifice. Let me repeat. Spiritual authority, which is the only real authority, comes from obedience and sacrifice. Remember St. Paul? When St. Paul's authority was questioned by some who did not like what he was saying, the apostle did not point to his education. The apostle did not point to the number of converts he had made. The apostle did not point to the amount of money he had raised for the relief of the suffering Christians in Jerusalem. But he pointed to the suffering that he himself had endured for the sake of the gospel. What did St. Paul endure? He was whipped. He was imprisoned. He was humiliated. This man who was talking on behalf of God. And after all these scars given to St. Paul, he said, "Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." That was the basis of his authority, dear brothers and sisters. I sometimes wonder why we do not look for such marks of authority when we are looking to elect a bishop, or when we are looking to elect a rector, or even to elect a political leader. Why do we look for credentials other than what both Jesus and St. Paul present? Maybe we think as the world thinks. Do we think as the world thinks? That authority is based on the ability to exercise influence and to coerce. But, dear friends, that is not authority. Let us look at what is authority as given to us in Scripture. The way to exercise influence and to coerce, that is power. And it is precisely that kind of power that our Lord Jesus Christ refused to pursue. The kind of power that was defeated when our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Let us look again at the gospel passage for today. Jesus greets his disciples in the typical Middle Eastern fashion. What is that typical greeting? Peace be with you. And then he showed them his hands and his side. Then he says, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Maybe, dear friends, we don't want to be sent. Maybe we don't want to pay the price to exercise the kind of authority that our Lord Jesus Christ gave his disciples on that evening, on that Easter day. Or maybe we don't really believe it. But I tell you this, dear friends, when we submit to the authority that Jesus bears, we become the bearers of it ourselves. Jesus comes to us today offering his scars. Jesus comes to us today offering his broken body and his poured out blood. Then when we have received this sacrament in faith, he sends us out with his authority to speak in his behalf. He sends us out to cast out demons, to heal, to instruct, to forgive, and to carry out the will of the Father, from whom all authority is ultimately derived. And when he does this, as Scripture reminds us today, he breathes on us. He breathes the Holy Spirit into the body of the church. Remember, the church is where the Holy Spirit dwells. He breathes the Holy Spirit into the body of the church, just as he did on that first resurrection day. So, as we have observed in the Synoptic Gospels, Jesus says, if any man would come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. Take up your wounds, take up your scars and follow me. In John's Gospel, he says it more subtly and more dramatically. He says, he showed them his hands and his side. Then he said, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Amen.